This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Yeah, give it to me right off the top, baby. Right off the top. Good to be back, man. I don't know if I should have come back. The Astros are doing just fine without me here, Seth Payne. How are you, man?
Yeah, you're. I was worried about it yesterday. The Astros had a nice two-game win streak going versus the Dodgers. But Sean Pendergast is back in town.
Yeah.
Fresh off of his Jamaican excursion.
Burnt, fried to a crisp.
Yeah. Oh, were you really?
I haven't, but you can probably tell on the YouTube. I'm a little red.
Yeah, you're red as hell.
But I feel good, man. I feel good.
How the hell do you go to Jamaica and not be conscious of the sun situation?
Dude, I slathered myself in SPF 50. I promise you, I took every precaution.
Yeah.
But sometimes that sun is just a little too strong.
That was so much fun. And actually, yesterday I was kind of grateful that it was a close game. That it was somewhat in peril. Although the Astros are now, I don't want to say it wrong. Are they 44-2 when leading by one run after the seventh inning?
I don't know.
It's an absurd stat, whatever it is.
That passes the feel test. It does feel like they are just money in late innings. Because we've got something to contrast it to. At the beginning of last season, not this season, but last season, they couldn't hold a lead in games, it felt like. It feels like now, man, if they're up like they were yesterday. You're right. This thing was a close game for a while. It was 1-1. And then Yainer Diaz hits a home run, and Jose Altuve hits a home run. I know I'm missing a home run. Oh, Christian Walker hit a home run. There are a bunch of solo home runs in this whole thing. It gets to be 4-1, and I'm like, nah, they got this. Even Brian King came in yesterday and did the job.
They're 43-2 when leading after the seventh inning.
That's a crazy number.
That's how freaking good they are.
Yep.
And the all these one-run games that they've won – or that they've won by one margin. It's not flukish. It's not just luck. It's that the bullpen is so damn good, and they've gotten to be pretty good situational hitters. Even with couldn't hit a grand slam yesterday, but got a clutch walk by Zach Short.
Yeah, that's right.
Zach Short, Sean, I would have struck out four times on all of those. It was an 0-2 count, and Zach Short gets up there and was watching some really good pitches go foul or go the fourth one was crazy.
Yeah.
So good job, Zach Short. And I had to, the Fox broadcast on Saturday was insufferable because they would not shut up about all of the Dodgers injuries. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Do you know who's in that exact same boat? The Astros with Zach Short. Ryan Gusto's on the mound yesterday.
Gusto?
Tell me exactly what you predicted for Ryan Gusto at the beginning of this season. My God.
I'm sure Joe Davis, I'm assuming it was Joe Davis and Smoltz doing the game on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah.
Zach Short, I mean, I jotted down the names. Cooper Hummel is coming up big at times for this team. Taylor Trammell is in there playing center field because Jake Meyers has a calf strain, and he's making Gold Glove catches late in the game to preserve the lead. Like it is. I mean, like Joe Espada has got to be the runaway leader for AL Manager of the Year right now. He's just got to be
100%.
He's got to be. They're 20 games over 500 right now.
You know, it's still there's still so much of it that just doesn't make sense. By the way, the stat was they were 42-2 when leading after the seventh inning. Okay. So now they're 43-2.
43-2 now, yeah.
By leading my after the seventh inning.
Yep.
But now it's starting to. It's making more sense now that we've seen it, where, all right, the recipe is get some situational hitting in clutch moments, but by God, your bullpen is going to keep you in these games.
Yeah.
So we've seen it, but it doesn't make any sense that Zach Short shows up and plays the best he's ever played in Los Angeles.
It doesn't make any sense that they're
Cooper
this
Cooper Hummel showing up and doing the things he's done.
It would make sense if they're one of these teams that's in the mix, that they're leading the division by a game maybe. They're leading the division by seven games right now. And this is a division they were trailing by three or four games like a month ago. They're doing the same thing they did last year in June and July. It's just they didn't dig themselves nearly as big a hole to start the season as they did. Yeah, they were 18-18 through 36 this year. They were 12-24 through 36 last year. You know,
the performance against the NL division leaders has been the most incredible thing, because you've seen them. They lost one game combined in nine games with the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They've basically won the NL pennant.
That's right.
Over the course of the last couple of weeks. They just destroyed them.
Yeah.
They went 8-1 versus the NL division leaders.
Well,
the Dodgers are the best offense in baseball. Yeah. Tell me about your injured pitchers all you want.
Yeah.
You guys have scored more runs than anybody else. Even after your miserable performance in these last three games, you're still the league run leaders.
I like that they did it multiple ways against the three teams. You know, the Philly series, I mean, we were joking about that. Like, that was, it's like watching three soccer games. It was 1-0, 2-1, and 2-0 in those games. I mean, they went to LA and they just took their lunch money, man. Like that, the best part where that whole game is going to get an acknowledge me in about an hour and 14 minutes. The best part was the Dodger fans had to sit there for their 4th of July fireworks. Like that was the 4th of July game. They wanted to watch their fireworks, Seth. And if they wanted to stay to watch the fireworks, they had to sit there and watch. It was like watching a family member get beat over the head with a blackjack for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was exactly like going to Disney World. You have to, it's the only part you enjoy as an adult the entire day is the actual fireworks at the end, but you got to sit through the, your sweat-soaked underwear and $487 lunches and everything else.
Yes, it's true. It was Disney World, yes.
But now we get those fireworks. Yay!
Yeah.
And again, I cannot see. I have the LA Times for a month. I had to get a $1 subscription.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. Why? What was the other LA thing going on? Anyway. They won't shut up about the beleaguered starters
Dodgers,
who are all on the edge. Okay. Don't act like the Astros weren't hurt because of it.
Right.
You're telling me that the ball that Zach Short couldn't reel in on Saturday, that Jeremy Peña wouldn't have made a play on that. You know, Cooper Hummel in left field, like, he's got some dicey moments. Of course, well, that's tricky. LP's had some dicey moments out there, too.
Left field's just dicey.
Jake, with Jake being gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, no, Hummel tried to make that play on Mookie Betts on Saturday, and it snuck past him. That's one where... and then it felt like he was hesitant after all of that. Like, he actually, he hurt you in left field a couple times in this series. But it didn't matter. Because these guys are just performing way above and beyond what your expectations
are. Well, they're resilient, too. Like, the two games Saturday and Sunday, the Dodgers scored first in both those games. And the Astros immediately scored the next inning. You know, the Dodgers put two on the board on Saturday. And the Astros immediately respond with four runs the next frame. And then yesterday, the Dodgers take an early 1-0 lead. And the Astros come back and tie the game at one in the next inning. So they're just a real solid baseball team right now. They're 55-35, 7-game lead in the division. And let's hope I don't blow this thing by coming home.
When did you get home?
Sunday.
What time?
Afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So during the game?
Yeah.
So when the game started, were you not in U.S. airspace?
I don't know. I wasn't looking. I didn't have the map open. I'm not sure. You know, that's.
Are you buying into this whole raw dogging trend on airplanes? Do you sit there and just stare straight ahead?
No, not at all. I actually had I watched Top Gun Maverick. I stared straight ahead at a screen watching Top Gun Maverick. So,
I heard it's good.
It's really good. It's good in the theater.
Is it really good? I'm so reluctant and hesitant to go see it. I don't know why. I bet it's really good.
It's the movie that got people back into the movie theaters back during COVID. Remember, like Top Gun Maverick was like this. For the movie theaters was like this godsend because nobody was going to the movies during COVID. Once you were allowed back, people weren't going to the movies. And then Top Gun Maverick came out, and it was hailed as the return to the movie. I don't know if it's resulted in, you know, it's been 4 years now, but yeah. So I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know whose airspace. I know it's going to come as a surprise to you. I don't know whose airspace I was in at the time the game was being played.
You missed a hell of a good time, Sean.
Yeah.
That was the most fun I've had watching baseball probably for an entire weekend because it was a holiday too.
It's the Dodgers. So, you're kicking the 4th of July.
Yeah. Oh, it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. It was good. So Cleveland coming to town now. Cleveland's lost 10 in a row. I had not realized they're that bad. They've lost 10 in a row. And they've scored, if my Cleveland colleagues, I listened in this morning just to get a little preview of this series we got coming up this week with the Guardians. They've scored 15 runs in 10 games.
Oh,
I'm like, God. We did that in like 4 innings against the Dodgers Friday.
You can't let overconfidence creep
that's
in,
that's what I'm
Sean.
Worried gotta, about, yeah.
I'm reading that Belichick book, you know, and that's one thing it was not a surprise to me, talking about the difficulty of keeping guys motivated and keeping them sharp when things are going well. Spot has got to go into the showers and throw a bunch of baseball bats on the floor and tell everybody they're bums.
Tell them they're lollygaggers. That's the word to use. Are you still doing audio version of the book?
I'm listening to it. Yeah. Okay, so everybody listen. If you get, I really like the book so far, but it's a slow build, man. The first
slow build.
It's Bill Belichick reading it himself. So you got to put it at 1.5 speed. And the first couple chapters, I'm like, what are we even doing here? Yeah. Tell me some stories, Bill. Yeah. But he loosens up. He loosens up, and it gets really good. I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
I finished it. Yeah,
you did.
It's an audiobook. I don't know. What am I?
How long's it? I've never been an A teacher. I've never listened to an audiobook. How long does the normal audiobook take to listen to?
I think for a shorter one like this, which is, you know, it's kind of, they're trying to figure out, it's kind of like a business advice book mixed with a coaching memoir.
Yeah.
That part annoys me.
Yeah.
But I think it was about 8 hours of listen time.
Okay. That's,
you
that's
listen to, like, some of the big long novels will be like 40 hours.
It's a lot of time to spend with, a lot of time to spend with Belichick. 8 hours.
I know. But yeah, I was fully indoctrinated by the end of it. I was like, oh, I'll work for 20,000, Bill.
Do your job.
Do whatever. I'll do that whole, the 2020 club, they call it, 20 hours a day, $20,000 a year. That's an introductory get-in price if you want to make it as a young Belichick staffer.
Wait for our next Casario interview for you to drop all this Belichick book stuff on him.
The 2020 club?
You think Casario was a 2020 club guy back in the day?
100. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's his reputation amongst league executives who are already workaholics.
Yeah.
That he is just a nose to the grindstone. Don't put your head up. Just keep working.
Yep.
20 hours a day, $20,000 a year.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. Kids ask me, like, hey, how do I get into football? And I was like, just go. You got to volunteer to work for free a bunch.
That's it.
And walk into the football office, ask if there's anything you can do for me. And just don't start agitating that you need to be consulted on the X's and O's.
That's exactly right. Live at the poverty level and view it as an investment. That's all you can do. All right, we got a lot to get to, man. The Astros had a few guys make the All-Star team. We got to stick with this Dodger series for a minute. Oral Hershiser. A lot of people got upset with Oral Hershiser this weekend. Okay, this is what I want to ask you, Seth, and we'll do this in the next segment.
We're going to beat down a nerd.
How should we be, at this stage, 8 years after the sign-stealing scandal, how should we be reacting to guys like Oral Hershiser? We'll discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Good to be back. So we were talking about the Dodgers and the Astros. By the way, congratulations, Josh Hader, Hunter Brown, Jeremy Pena, all made the All-Star team. So congratulations to them. The Astros got three. I think we put the number at 3.5, I think, at some point. So they got three. They may get one or two more before it's all said and done, depending on which guys end up going and which guys don't. But three feels about right for this team,
I would say. Fromber's leading the league in several statistical categories, top three in many. And for whatever reason, even in the offseason reports sometimes, remember the one, I can't remember which noted baseball writer it was, but put Fromber on a tier of not even like in the second or third tier.
Yeah.
And tier one was pretty big.
Yeah.
It was I can't remember which term it was, but basically just said the tier one was guys that are rock solid. Elite, this is your guy or whatever it might be. And I feel like, because every time I watch an opposing broadcast, an opposing team's broadcast, they always bring up, well, he's liable to have a meltdown at some point. Like, man, that's really old stuff. He hasn't been that version of Fromber in a long time.
The weird thing about him making, I'll say this, the AL is pretty deep in quality starters right now, so there's that. It's a snub, but it's not a snub that I'm going to get. If Hunter Brown hadn't made it, then I would have been upset over that. The weird thing about Fromber is he, oftentimes when guys who are borderline like that don't make it, you're like, well, he just needs to make one. And then he'll get the benefit of the doubt. He's made a couple All-Star teams already. Like, he's got an All-Star reputation. He also has that other reputation that you're just talking about, Seth. So maybe that's why. I don't know. He didn't get off to a great start either. Like, he's been awesome for, the last month and a half. He didn't get off to a great start. So he's never had a point in this season up until recently where he's been among the league leaders in things like ERA and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was starting. He was unfortunately coming from a place where his ERA out the chute was like a 5 and whittling his way back down. But, man, but Hunter Brown, I mean, Seth, 14 months ago, he was the worst pitcher in baseball. He was literally the worst pitcher in baseball. And now you can make an argument he should be starting the All-Star game next week on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's got the best ERA in the American League. He's got the fifth best whip. You know, he's the fourth best in war. All of those. I overstated Framber's statistical stuff, by the way. Yeah. It's been as of late. But, the fact that the Astros all had their guys make it as reserves, I like it that it's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder,
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder for a team that's had great success, but also is doing it in a very, maybe the most blue-collar thing we've seen since 2015. And in 2015 wasn't all that blue-collar either. Mm-mm. That was they hit a boatload of home runs that year.
Yeah.
That wasn't as scrappy a bunch as this bunch.
No.
And this team has a much better chance of making the playoffs, obviously, than the 2015.
Yeah, season. Yeah. No, they're in good shape, no doubt. Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Monday. Sticking with the Astros for a minute, this was the Astros broadcast on Friday as the Astros were just – knocking the ball all over the yard. They had a 10-run inning in the game. And at one point, as Cam Smith blisters a ball to center field on a really nice breaking pitch, the Dodgers announce team, their broadcast team, this is the team, this is not Fox or anything, this is the Dodgers team. Oral Hershiser in particular is the voice you're going to hear most of here, Dodger legend, had this to say.
Hit hard to deep center field. Páez on the run. He'll turn and watch this one wedge itself in the bottom of the wall. And Cam Smith flying into second, anchoring there with another extra base hit for the Astros. Double homer double to open third against Gasparius.
I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what it's coming. I mean, that is not a bad pitch. It's really a very good pitch. Low and away, probably would have ended up by the ankles if it would have made it past the bat. It's the other thing that you analyze. You analyze your grip, your delivery, your glove position on different pitches. Am I giving something away?
Okay, so the best thing to do, Seth, on that cut probably would have been to pause it right after he said, it looks like they know what's coming.
Yeah.
Because I let him off the hook by, you can hear the rest of the 20 seconds after that. You can tell he's kind of leaning into maybe he's tipping his pitches, maybe he's this, maybe he's that. That cut, though, got a lot of run. He could have said that very thing about any MLB team, the whole thing, like with including like the where he's holding his glove and this and that, and nobody would have said a word. The mere fact that he said it looks like they know what's coming, even though Oral Hershiser went into kind of a non-trash can explanation, that got a ton of attention this weekend. That got Astro fans, a lot of them, kind of upset. How should we?
Well, Hershiser was one of the biggest whiny nerds out there about it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He was always very vocal about it. He wouldn't shut the hell up, with a real anger and agitation about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so he's got priors then.
Oh, yeah.
Oral Hershiser has priors.
Yeah, no. If you had asked me to guess which Dodgers media member was like this, it would have either been that one columnist who I despise,
Plaschke,
or Oral Hershiser. Yeah. What's his name?
Bill Plaschke.
Oh, that's right. Plaschke. Yeah.
Plaschke. That guy. he's been on Around the Horn a bunch. People know, people know Plaschke. Here's my thing. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of Astro fans still hear that stuff and they get angry about it and they go after Oral Hershiser on Twitter or whatever. I'm at the stage now where I'm like, we got him. They're tapping out. It's 5 years after the punishment, it's 8 years after the fact. If you're bringing it up now, you lost.
Right. No. And also, honestly, this is the thing that makes me the angriest, is I have to sit there and I'm watching the Fox broadcast on Saturday. They will not shut up about all the injuries that the Dodgers have right now. And then I was watching the highlights on YouTube this morning.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Dodgers, oh no, they don't have Teoscar Hernandez because he got hit by a pitch today. Are we honestly talking about Teoscar Hernandez? You whiny bastards. You spend 50% more than the Astros do on your baseball team.
And the Astros spend a lot.
Astros have the sixth highest payroll, but the Dodgers outpace everybody by such an extreme degree. You spend $120 million more on your payroll than the Astros do. Work harder.
Yeah.
Find better relievers that have to be starters. This that that Sheehan, who, damn it, looks like an emaciated Ed Sheeran enough that I have to consciously tell myself that's Sheehan. Not Ed Sheeran with his thyroid meds adjusted. That's Sheehan.
Sheehan, yeah.
Right. Okay, we're rolling out Gusto.
Yeah.
We're rolling out Colton Gordon. It doesn't matter.
No.
Just work harder, okay?
Yeah.
We don't have Yordan. We don't have half of our starting pitchers.
It is wild. Like, the Astros minor league system has not had a great reputation just in terms of the quality of prospect for years now, because ever since they emptied it to go get Verlander and Gerrit Cole and Zach Greinke, it's been one of the, like, from a reputation standpoint, I'm not saying, like, they have a bad reputation for developing. They just haven't had a lot of what, around Major League Baseball, they would consider to be elite minor league talent. And you get a year like this where you're losing Yordan Alvarez, now you've lost Jeremy Pena, and you're piecing it together. You lose Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman in the offseason, and you lose, for the second year in a row, you lose a bleep ton of pitchers. And it's almost like one of those things where, like, man, I don't really care what these ratings are saying, that they're 27th or that you read these trade deadline articles and they list the 10 guys that are going to be most likely to get traded, veteran guys in the MLB, and who are the teams they're most likely to go to. And every article, anytime the Astros get mentioned as a team that might want one of those guys, it's like, but boy, their minor league system sure is depleted. And I'm like, man, for a depleted minor league system, they sure are doing a nice job of piecing together an upper tier rotation, a top tier bullpen, and I know the bullpen is a lot of, like, journeyman types and things like that, but the part of finding a way is making sure that you at least got a few guys down on the farm that when you plug them into the 7 hole or the eight hole, they keep the train moving a little bit.
The smartest thing the Astros have done going back to Luno was, the advantage of a guy like Luno, an outsider, is that you see a lot of things in the way baseball operates and you think that seems kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the fact that if you're not if you're not a bona fide major league prospect by the time you're 18 in Latin America, then you're old and over the hill.
Yeah,
I was like, so the Astros are like, well, wait a second, why should I care? We're drafting 22 year olds out of college, but somehow Framber Valdez has to be a finished product when he's 17,
yeah.
Or Christian Javier or anybody else like that. And I would extend it on to guys like Sean Dubin or Ryan Gusto. Those guys are late bloomers. And I think the Astros operate on a different timeline, and they understand that, man, some guys are fully developed adults at the age of 17. Other guys have a much longer buildup ramp, and they're able to get the most out of their minor leaguers, partly just because I think they're committed to genuinely improving guys at every level. And they've got a much more cohesive program in terms of what they're teaching at each level of the minors, that they squeeze the absolute most juice out of all their prospects.
Yeah.
So that's why the Dodgers, this is the hazards of overspending. I mean, the Dodgers have won a couple World Series. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It works. It can work both ways. But the Astros just do more with less than some of the other extremely high spending
clubs.
It's
what makes the whole medical thing going on right now with the team so absurd in a way. Like, this is an organization that is so good at most things, like really, really good. It's if you had 10 boxes you need to check, they're amazing at 9 of them. And yet I knew when I left here, Seth, I was saying to Amy, I'm like, okay, so how many misdiagnosed injuries do you think the Astros will have while I'm gone? I'm like, oh, just 2. Yordan's going to be out a little. Yordan, just a couple of days after Dana Brown, and this is not me throwing Dana Brown under the bus. He's put in an unenviable situation of having to be the person speaking on all these injuries with no medical background, but I can't believe anything on any of these injuries.
Well, Yordan, at least, though, it doesn't feel like they were hiding anything. I mean, Yordan was progressing, and then he had a setback,
yeah.
Jake Myers, all of a sudden, having calf discomfort is the thing that's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Because the Christian Harris calf discomfort that lasted an entire season, and on into OTAs so far.
Well, the rib being a fracture happened while I was gone, and I was like, I was not joking when I said over under a number of fractured ribs, 2.5. Like, it's, yeah.
Did you even get any pushback from that when some people were telling you that you're being overly negative?
A little, because there's always going to be that fringe. Yes, a little bit.
Well, yeah, they're just psychotic and ignorant.
Yeah.
That's if you haven't paid attention to the Astros, then yeah, you might not fear broken ribs when Jeremy Pena gets hit.
The medical thing is just, it's so wild to me. Like, and you and I haven't even touched on, like, you know, bringing pitchers back. Like, they've been horrible bringing pitchers back. It's like they're this incredibly hot chick who you're looking at like from behind and you're like, wow, that's pretty good. And then she turns around and her teeth looks like she could eat corn on the cob through a tennis racket or something like that.
I think
that.
It's more secretive than that, though. It's more like she turns around and she's still absolutely perfect. She makes great conversation and everything.
And she breathes. She gets close to her.
You go to get an apartment together and you realize that her credit rating is like a 400.
Okay, yeah.
There's something, got to wait a while to figure it out. And you're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you actually
having a good job and everything else, she's just, she's got creditors all over town.
And like
your phone never stops ringing.
And like us, you put up with it for a little while because everything else is so good.
Yeah.
We've put up with this for a long time, Astros, but you are winning World Series every 5 years or so. So that's, we'll put up with it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. We've got headlines to get to. We'll circle back to the Astros. If you're just getting in your car, if you're with us this week, it's a big vacation week. So if you're with us and you're up with us, check in with us on the text page. 713-572-4610 is the text page to check in. Lot to get to. We'll do Acknowledge Me at 720 today on the show here. 713-572-4610. All right, headlines.
I can't wait until the Pettycast. All these
tomorrow,
teams,
like, I know.
The Dodgers and the Yankees and everybody else.
The Dodgers, yeah, it's going to be a good. It's going to be a good Pettycast this week for sure. That'll be tomorrow at 8:00. I'm going to do 5 things I learned in Jamaica at 9:00 today, Seth. I think these are good things. Yeah,
excited about that.
9:00 today, so circle it, people. Give yourself a reminder as you're sitting in your office or your cubicle to tune in at 9:00 today. Actually, stay tuned all morning long. We'll do headlines up next. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to the headlines. No bigger headline this weekend in Houston than the Astros sweeping the Dodgers. Seth, I said to you before these series all started, this stretch started a couple weeks ago with the Phillies coming to town here. So they're playing the Phillies for three here, the Cubs for three, and then the Rockies, sort of a, palate cleanser, and then the Dodgers in L.A. And I was saying, we're both, I think, going, preview of the World Series, Phillies for sure, Cubs, good team, Dodgers number one in all the power rankings. Mm-hmm. The Astros won the preview of the World Series season this last couple weeks.
They faced every single NL division leader.
Yep.
And went 8-1 in the process. And it was about as good as you could have hoped for. I mean, I kind of jokingly was demanding that Paredes and Cam Smith hit 7 home runs combined versus the Cubs. I'm willing to let go of that now. I'm willing to let go of all the ill will and bad feelings I had about them not accomplishing
that. I was texting you that weekend, though. That was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday was my last day before I went on vacation. Yeah. When Paredes and Cam both hit one in the same game, I think, to start that series.
Yeah.
And then Cam, I think it was Paredes. I can't remember which one it was. They got to three at some point on Saturday, and I'm like, they might do this. They just need a big Sunday. They might get this done for you, Seth.
This is where I do. My old instinct that's been drilled into me by countless football coaches of be most nervous when things are going really well.
Yeah.
Because we've been looking at, going back before seeing any of those three teams,
yeah,
the Astros had one of the easiest schedules in the league, including those games on the schedule.
Yep.
So for the remaining schedule. And now you've gotten past that big test of those three teams. You've passed it with flying colors. Now the real work begins.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the season, you do have one of the easiest schedules in Major League Baseball. So let's be professionals, okay? Let's just keep your head on a swivel for any little thing.
Starting tonight. I mean, this Cleveland team coming in right now, it's not an exaggeration. If we're just looking at the season in chunks, like the Astros are the best team in baseball. If I needed a team to win a game for me right now, they don't have the best record, but the Astros are the best team in baseball right now, like the way they're playing. The Cleveland Guardians are the worst team in baseball right now. They're awful right now. They've lost 10 games in a row, and they scored 15 runs in those 10. They're terrible right now.
The Astros, if you want to look at the peak of it, it's you win two games versus the Rockies, and then on your getaway day, you drop one to the Rockies.
That's
which
exactly.
The Rockies, the stats that Callis was reading were so crazy. How bad the Rockies have been at home, except in the closeout game of a series, they've been a lot better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think that's got to... it's got to be something to teams just feeling like, oh my gosh, this isn't even a Major League Baseball team we're playing here. And by the getaway day, you're just mentally checked out.
We've seen it. Yeah, or it's a day game after a night game, and you're throwing you're throwing your day game after a night game lineup out there.
And yeah. Well, the Astros, they're playing their getaway day lineup every single night. That's
true. You can't tell the difference.
And Zach Short and Trammell out there.
Right. You're like on Saturday, they're like Cam Smith is batting. Cam's having a nice year, but he's not a cleanup hitter right now in MLB. Mm-hmm. They put Cam Smith out there, and like next day, Sunday, it's like, oh, it's Victor Caratini batting cleanup. Like, no, Jake Meyer's batted cleanup at one point in this whole thing. It's been wild, man. It's just been crazy. All-star selections, Josh Hader, Hunter Brown, Jeremy Pena all make the all-star team. I knew Hader would make it. I was really confident Hunter Brown would make it. Jeremy Pena, I was a little nervous only because of the injury. I don't know when the voting took place among his peers and colleagues. That's who votes in the reserves.
Well, and he's a guy, too, that it doesn't tell the whole story, the first half stats, because it was when he went to the leadoff role that things really took off for him.
Yeah.
I don't feel overly peeved or anything about the All-Star selections. If anything, I was almost hoping that nobody would make the All-Stars just to put an extra chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Just to keep this. Although for Hunter Brown to not make it at all would have been
travesty.
A deep injustice.
Travesty, yeah. Injury updates for the Astros from over the weekend. The Jeremy Pena update is this. This is according to Dana Brown on the pregame show on the flagship. Still not doing baseball activities. Quote, outside chance he could be back before the All-Star break. Okay. I'm not counting on him being back before the All-Star.
I don't want him back before the All-Star break.
Yeah, they're doing fine. They're doing just, you know what, Yordan, Jeremy, take your time. You just swept the Dodgers without you. Take your time, man. Get well. The Yordan update, Chandler Rome had a long article about the whole Yordan situation. You know, and Yordan went and saw a hand specialist. I'm hesitant to even read any of it just because it all gets completely just lit up and burnt 2 days later with Yordan. Nothing has been as we've anticipated with the Yordan Alvarez recovery on this hand injury. None of it. So he'll be back when he's back.
It feels like you're getting the news from a communist state television station or something. You're like, everything is fine, always.
Nothing is wrong with the hand. So there, that's the update on the...
Yordan. No, his hand's fine. He actually hit 17 under par yesterday on the National Golf Course. Right. Yes, that's exactly what he did.
Just trust us. Hector Neris is back, Seth. That happened this weekend. Hector Neris, who had the reputedly one of the number one leaders on the championship Astro teams, definitely the one in 2022. He was always the guy who was sort of like the liaison between all the Latin America pitchers and the rest of the ball club.
He'd have a huge dinner for all the young Latin American players and everything, and kind of just help them. Wise counsel for the younger players.
That's a guy you bring back just to have around. You know what I mean, Hector?
Like the George Springer effect.
Yeah.
There's some kind of dugout, which, by the way, the Blue Jays are looking pretty good. Yeah. George Springer's having himself a hell of a year.
Did he make the All-Star team? I think he did. We'll check it. Anyways, Hector Neris. We like having him around. He's fun to have around. I don't mind if he's taking up a spot in the bullpen. We like Hector Neris. The trade for Kevin Durant is done. It started out as a two-team trade between the Suns and the Rockets, and next thing you know, they're inviting the whole league to be involved in this damn thing. The first ever seven-team trade consummated yesterday when the books opened, so to speak. The moratorium was over. All the deals that got verbally agreed to over the last few weeks all came to fruition yesterday. By the time the Kevin Durant trade was done, the Rockets, Hawks, Nets, Warriors, Lakers, Timberwolves, and Suns all managed to stay on enough Zoom calls to concoct this monstrosity of a trade. The net of the whole thing is the same if you're a Rocket fan. The same stuff is going out, you know, which is Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and some draft capital. Kevin Durant is coming back, and as part of this trade, Clint Capella is a Rocket again.
Yes.
I like this.
Oh, you were gone before the Clint Capella?
Capella happened while I was gone.
Okay.
It definitely happened while I was gone. When I was on vacation, it was reported he was signing a 3-year deal with the Rockets. It turns out it's going to be part of this trade. The bottom line is Capella will be a Rocket, as will Durant. Yeah.
The NBA is the league that most operates like they have an app for the GMs to figure out a way to make deals happen. Dude. I like it. I wish there should be an app for GMs to where they can kind of just say, hey, this is what I need, like filter it out, and somebody else, almost like a Tinder type thing, where you kind of like can swipe left or right on players.
Swiped right on Capella.
And then you see if you figure out like if everything meshes up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Seven-team deal. So it's done.
Is the Cam Whitmore trade not part of that trade?
Not part of that trade.
I just assume that every single trade in the NBA in the last
the
couple weeks
was
somehow involved
part of this?
In the seven-team trade. Yeah.
It was just a big festival. It was just one big swap meet.
So Cam Whitmore traded, and the Rockets at least get a couple of second-round picks back.
Yeah.
They had traded for, not the same picks, but they get a couple second-round picks back after they have traded traded a bunch for Durant.
Yeah, I almost view it. I have thought, Seth, my thought on Cam Whitmore going into the offseason was whatever the big trade is for the Rockets, because the feeling was they're going to make a trade of some sort, Cam Whitmore will be a throw-in in that trade, I thought. Like, he won't be the headliner in the trade, but they'll use that trade as a mechanism just to get, you know, kind of a just somebody who's got, you know, just an attitude issue out of the building. I mean, Cam Whitmore's attitude issues are not anything that's a secret. I almost look at Cam Whitmore getting sent out as being part of the Durant trade. Like they, because reportedly Phoenix didn't want Cam Whitmore. They'd rather have the second round picks than Cam Whitmore. So the Rockets sent a bunch of second round picks. So they sent Cam Whitmore to Washington and recouped a couple of second round picks.
This one too, because we were always kind of wondering, all right, what's going on with Cam Whitmore? You can, you, you would, you can understand a player being frustrated about not getting more playing time, etc. A story in The Athletic, co-written by Kelly Eco, said the Rockets attempted to harness Whitmore's talent on multiple occasions, but his frustration with a lack of playing time never waned. Udoka, who had challenged Whitmore publicly and privately to adopt a more team-first approach on both ends, simply couldn't justify his place in the rotation ahead of other players.
No, and the thing with Cam, well, first of all, he dropped to 20th in the draft when everybody thought he was going to be a top five pick. That's a red flag to begin with. So the Rockets drafting him at 20 was a smart thing to do. Ultimately, did it work out? No. I mean, you flip him for a couple of second-round picks that are like day three picks in the NFL. But it was definitely worth doing at 20. He clearly has talent. Like, when he does play, there are signs. The guy scored 39 points in an NBA game down the stretch this year when they were resting guys. So there is absolutely talent there. His biggest problem to me, Seth, was he talked to people. He talked to the media about his issues. You know, like, he would. It wasn't just him expressing frustration behind the scenes to Ime Udoka, which I could see that annoying Ime Udoka. Like, hey, man, we're going to be the two seed here. And I got to, it's a little like Deontay Johnson going to D'Amico Ryans after they beat the Chargers in a playoff game, wondering where all his targets were.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
But as far as, them taking a chance on him, it felt a little bit like Royce White, you know, where I was so cool with the Rockets taking a swing at Royce White.
Yeah.
Because he had all kinds of issues, but his physical talent was higher than where the Rockets drafted
him.
And they couldn't make all those other issues work out. Royce White, similarly, like the Rockets. Now I'm going to get angry about Royce White retroactively. The Rockets did everything they could, tried to bend over backwards to give him some kind of protocol to help him out. But Royce White would publicly act like the Rockets were doing nothing for him and the Rockets were villainized somehow because Royce White kept making all this stuff public that didn't need to be public.
He did.
Remember? He wanted a protocol for travel and the Rockets said, okay, let's work on this protocol. Crickets.
Remember?
You would give them no feedback, but then paint them out like after they had drafted him when other teams wouldn't.
Remember?
Because of the social anxiety issues.
Remember when he did a segment on HBO Real Sports with just him walking around his house in a bathrobe talking about no protocols? Yeah, he was something else. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. Our friend Ross Tucker did an interview last week.
Friend in air quotes
with Jack Easterby.
There is
one cut that we will play from that interview, and the only reason it's one cut is because it's 2.5 minutes long. We might have to play the game where we pause it at times, Seth, this cut, but I think it's something Texan fans are going to want to hear, because if nothing else, it's a reminder of what a great situation the team is now that Jack Easterby's out of the building. Jack Easterby on why he was so polarizing as an executive with the Texans. You will not want to miss this. That is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.